It's December.
What's happening in the natural world?
Here's Ruth Carol Cushman, co-author of Wild Boulder County, with Boulder naturalist Scott Sievers.
We're on a crisp, cold morning with Scott Sievers at Thompson Park in Longmont. Scott is a consulting ecologist with E&E Consulting, and he's a great all-round naturalist.
We're visiting Thompson Park, and this is a place where you can often find urban-dwelling Cooper's hawks.
This area is a pleasure because each house is different. The trees and the landscaping is different.
That was a Cooper's hawk, and it was chasing a squirrel. It was a very young squirrel.
Ooh, it just flew again. It's right above us. It got closer to us.
Yeah, it's really trying to pursue this squirrel, and the squirrel is dodging it by going to the other side of the tree.
Cooper's hawk trying to chase the little one.
He's really watching for it, and he's not really paying any attention to us at all. Cooper's hawks are one of the small forest hawks of three species that occur in North America. The other two are northern goshawk, which lives up in dense conifer forests. And then the close relative to Cooper's is the sharp-shinned hawk, which can also be found up in our mountains. Cooper's hawks, being a forest-dwelling hawk, have very short wings to help them pull the wings in to dive through vegetation, and a very long tail. One of their most amazing features are their bright red eyes, and generally the most mature adults have the reddest eyes. They are ambush predators. They pretty much dive through dense trees and vegetation and surprise their prey by a quick chase down, much like a velociraptor might have done back in the dinosaur eras.
Is the Cooper still there?
Yeah, I think it moved up behind the other tree, sitting up there. If you lean down, Carol, you can see it up against
the light.
Squirrel has already got some pretty good maneuverability and escape traits to get away.
Scott Sievers is a Boulder naturalist. Ruth Carol Cushman is co-author with Steve Jones of Wild Boulder County.